This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It's the 7th of May, 2022. Another exciting hour two. We've been talking about the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp case. We'll continue with that this hour. We're going to get into Amber Heard's testimony when we get back to talking about that after the case or no case. If you want to call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, again, 855
529-7234.
Or if you want to email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Go to our social media. I've been trying to post on our Instagram, and I accidentally posted to the wrong wrong account, so I got to repost. But go to our Instagram, because we like to post stuff on Instagram about Radio Law Talk. But any of the platforms you go to, you just type in Radio Law Talk, and you'll find us. But look, go to www.radiolawtalk.com. If you want to hear our show, sometimes our wonderful affiliates will, you know, play our show, but will sometimes be booted for baseball, right, Cal? Or
baseball, or you know, or a paid program, or one of those commercials where they advertise for, you know, the magic cures.
Why would you get rid of us for that? No. But if I do, you can go to RadioLawTalk.com and click the Listen Live button, and you can listen to us live there. So, and that's where our podcasts are. We turn these into podcasts. And you can go listen to almost, I think, close to 4 or 5 years worth of shows. You can go back and just type in Johnny Depp, and we'll go over all the different. It'll take you to the different shows that we've done on Johnny Depp or Amber Heard or
all free,
Bill Cosby.
All free.
The F word. That's exactly right. Free. Free. But remember, we're not giving legal advice. Seek local counsel. We're just talking about general topics of law. Denise and Todd, we've been having a lot of fun with this stuff, but what we are here for is to listen to our producer, Cal Hunter, try to trick us.
Time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! All right, his name was Stuart Dunnings, a DA in Michigan who liked to, shall we say, date professional women of the evening. One Friday night, he and his date, Bambi, were out, and she said, Stuart, I need a fix, because she was a habitual user of certain substances. Now, Stuart was not as dumb as you might think. He said, I can't get you any illegal drugs, but maybe I can find you some methadone to tide you over. And yet, he was not as smart as he thought. In fact, it is alleged that the Ingham County, Michigan prosecutor, Stuart Dunnings, allegedly paid for things like rent, YMCA memberships, methadone treatments, in return for intimacy with his consorts. That's what everybody says. One of the women said, I wouldn't even be a woman of the evening if he had not abused his power and our relationships. And you know what? I don't like this. I am going to see if I can get some money from Stuart Dunnings, the married father of three. So she went to an attorney and said, he abused me in the context of our professional relationship. And so I ask you, Frederick Penny, case or no case?
Now, let me go over a few things.
Yeah.
The minute you said Barbie, I said it's not a
Bambi.
Case.
Bambi.
Bambi. Bambi, Barbie, Bobby, whatever. But the minute you said Bambi, man, I said that's not a case. It just can't be Bambi.
Well, that's fine.
Something he made up. But then you went into the details that he's married with three kids, and you went to the county. I'm not saying it's usual, but this is something that I'm sure happens on occasion. Look what's going on right now with the inmate that escapes, right? Supposedly,
how
allegedly,
strange is that? Wow.
With another, with the, what, one of the guards that was a woman.
Yeah, the inmate. He is apparently a very large man and difficult.
6'9".
Like
6'9".
They say she's pushing him around in a wheelchair, dressed like a woman. That was the last thing I heard on the news this morning. So we'll see.
Wow, 6'9" woman. Huh?
Yeah, well, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, but anyway.
What a case.
Well, again, allegedly. It's all allegedly because she could argue that, hey, he forced me to do this. Yep. I don't know what's going on.
Might have been coerced.
Well, the answer is I'm going to say it's a case.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's a case because I just think this looks more realistic, even though the Bambi thing just doesn't sound right.
How about Bambi Fredericks, if I gave you her last name?
Would
that help?
Bambi sounds wrong.
Fredericks?
Yeah.
Like in Frederick Penny?
Yeah.
No, like in Fredericks
or
in Hollywood.
Idaho. Bambi, Idaho. That means, because that's where he's from, is Idaho Cal.
Bambi Forrest.
Yeah. I'm just the father of three. Yeah, I hate this because it's not about the case. It's about whether he stumped me. So it's a case, and I'm going to say... The women of the night sue and get money from the DA's office because they took advantage of those ladies and gave them free stuff.
Okay.
I gotta stick with that.
I like it. That's good. Todd Kuhnem, what is your sense on the matter of the DA and his dates?
The only thing that cracked me up about the name Bambi is that's used a lot for people that are dancers or women of the night. Bambi was a dude. Bambi was a boy and he grew up to become the buck. But anyway,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, he had a rack, and maybe that's why they used the name, but I don't know.
No.
So I'm going to say this. That DA, I mean, I get why he would do that, because he knows all the cops, so you'd be able to spot somebody undercover, right? No pun intended. maybe a pun was intended
there. Okay, maybe.
So he would know who's doing sting operations. I don't think he'd be able to explain it to his wife. Ah, she's an intern. It's all pro bono. Give me a break. Whatever. With all of that,
Todd, it's getting worse.
I seem to recall that something about this case. I think there was a DA that got in trouble for this. So I think that this was a scenario, but it never resulted in a lawsuit from Bambi Fredericks of Hollywood to recoup money for her otherwise illegal activities, because it's still illegal in Michigan. So no case for her, but this does sound like something that happened.
Okay, fair enough. Denise Dirks, what say you in the matter of the DA and Bambi? And maybe others, according to the...
Well, sadly, a lot of times people of power abuse their power and take advantage of people. I mean, that happens. And I know that DAs could be shady. And, you know, those type of things happen. I'm going to say no case, because I don't think this is a case. It may be a scenario, but I don't think so. I kind of think you made it up, Cal.
Okay, that's fair enough. So,
wow. So here I go again, 0 points.
We have, let's see.
So Denise says no, nothing.
Case.
And then I say yes, and Bambi wins, and they get money from the government / DA's office. Todd says it is a case.
No, it's a scenario, but this was never,
no case,
never a lawsuit. No case.
Never a lawsuit, but it was something that really happened.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
My friend.
Well, I can ask you another question. Criminal case or no case? What about
the criminal case? See, I don't think it, see, that's an extra point. I just said case.
I
say it's a civil case.
I say it's a criminal case against the DA for misappropriation of funds, solicitation of prostitution, all that kind of stuff. It still didn't result.
Well, obviously, that's going to be
a civil case for Bambi.
Oh, I think it's both. But okay,
I think it could be both. But I said no case. So
and Todd said no case. So. Let's just find out if Fred Penny gets some points.
And I would tell you, but I'm not going to. I'm going to wait until after we take our break. We'll put you on a cliffhanger here.
Who's that sound like? That's what's that? That show?
Bambi?
No.
American Idol.
No, he changes into a woman to take care of his
kids. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Robin Williams.
Mrs. Doubtfire, Robin Williams. We'll be back after this, and we're going to talk about case or no case. Then we're going to jump right into Amber Heard's testimony.
Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk. I'm really glad you turned on this show today. And remind you, if your station doesn't carry all 3 hours, or if it doesn't carry them on Saturday, listening time for you, you can go anytime to RadioLawTalk.com and listen live and listen to all past episodes and all at no charge. This is Radio Law Talk. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. That's 800-918-7092. Paid for by the IPG Law Group. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
Learn how
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Radio Law Talk.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
We're back with Case or No Case. Cal is talking about a case where the DA, one of the DAs, apparently, we'll call him Stewart, father of three, was helping out the ladies of the night when they needed things.
I'm a giver.
I'm a, you know, just being a helpful guy.
Yes.
And anything they needed, he, you know, kind of tried to help them out. And was that a real case or not a case? Was there a lawsuit filed? Was there a criminal law or a civil lawsuit filed? So the first thing is, was there a case? Todd and Denise said no. Fred says yes. The second thing Fred says, says, Fred said.
They say.
They say.
I like Fred talking in the third person. I love that. Yeah.
Fred Penny said. Fred Penny said that they brought a lawsuit, the ladies of the night, against the government. Now, of course, Todd's right. They're obviously, if this is a case, they're going to bring some prosecution for the DA's office, possibly, for giving things away that he's not supposed to. But let's see who's right, Cal, on this first.
Well, one of the allegations that came up was that this was an employer-employee relationship and that he was abusing that. But that has not come up yet because they're only focusing on the criminal case.
Yes, Fred Penny, there's a case.
More than six witnesses provided affidavits which detail the husband and father of Freeze's alleged abuse of power and relationships with multiple prostitutes. The women who were designated as prostitutes in the court filings were women Dunnings allegedly induced into prostitution and became one of their best customers in the process.
Whoa.
Dunnings has served as the Ingham County prosecutor since 1997, 15 charges, three counties for his alleged patronage. Witnesses say Dunning paid one woman's rent, gave her money for things like to unrelated to sexual activity like rent and gym club memberships and so on. The prosecutor allegedly wanted her to be his only customer. She said, thanks, but no thanks.
So they got the criminal case going.
Yep.
Have they filed a civil case yet?
My understanding is they're going to do that once the criminal culpability has been determined.
That's what happens. Yeah.
But it hasn't been filed yet.
No, it's not been filed.
So I have to wait for my point again, is what you're saying?
You got 2 points, but you didn't get your third.
Well, okay. So I must have misunderstood the question presented.
Oh, the old business.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
The question presented was, did Bambi go to her attorney and have a civil suit against the guy?
No,
she did not. And then you had a subsequent question, what about a criminal case? And
you said criminal
case. I said,
civil?
Yes, it would be a criminal case. But your question was whether it was civil. I said, no, there's no civil case.
That was yet. The first question. Yeah. Yet.
So, no.
There's going to be.
Yeah.
Denise, what do you think?
You didn't say civil. You just said a case.
Yeah. That's 2 points for me.
Well, I'm going to go back and listen to the audio and bring it up next week.
Okay.
All right, give me some points there.
And I probably said the word from wrong, too.
Next hour.
And that.
A bit on where someone got the wrong bit. Literally, that's next hour on Case or No Case.
Cal, can you remind me who's won both cases or no cases so far? I'm not sure. Let me think about this.
Would it be Denise? No, it wasn't. Would it be maybe Todd? No.
No, my brother, no.
I think it's Mr. Frederick Penny.
What?
Well, I will tell you something. When you win, Todd, we got to really rub Fred's nose in.
But here's the thing. Fred has won twice, but he's only gotten 2 points between the two cases.
No, I got 2 points in this one because I said it was a case.
Yeah,
and it's going on.
But who has won?
But it's still in the middle of it. So
I know,
what?
But you only get a
that's
point.
True.
You only get a point for who wins.
Right.
So does that mean I get a point when the case is over?
Well, we already talked about that last time, and Cal said, got to be a side wager. It's pending.
Yeah.
Cal, what do you say? How many points?
These are seven. You got a point there, Fred. 1 point's fair. That's
he's fair. Won twice.
So,
now we've got
are tied.
Okay, now back up.
Oh.
So now we have to do this. So now it's not only who wins, but if it's just pending. So now it's like, is it a case or not a case? And not if A, party A or B wins, but A or B wins or still pending. Is that right?
Here's the side bet. Whoever loses has to mow the other's lawn.
Oh, okay.
And Todd does not want to lose that one.
I do not.
If I lost and had to mow Todd's lawn, it'd be really easy.
Oh, I'll mow your lawn, Todd, that's for sure.
He has no lawn.
I know that.
I have a lawn.
No, you don't.
I do, too.
In the front yard.
In the front yard and the back.
It's more or less a lawn edge.
You're in a condo thing.
No, I'm not. I'm in a house.
Are you?
Yes. Yeah, he's got a house.
Does your landlord do it for you?
No, I have to do it.
Oh, I don't want to do your lawn. I take that back.
And I have a big yard too. Not as big as your yard. Fred, if I had to mow your lawn, I'd go out and hire that service where they fence off the yard and they bring in the goats for like 24 hours and let them eat your lawn down.
But on Todd's yard, you've got to watch your step because of the cats.
No, you don't have to watch
your lawn. No, my yard, they got those really cool, you know, zero-turning things. They cruise really fast.
Bob! They're cruising around pretty fast. I saw them yesterday. Want me to repeat that?
Hey, Bob! Yeah, please.
Bob! All right, that's case or no case. Let's get back to Amber Heard. why would you ever miss this show, right? This is the best show in the world. So Amber Heard gets up there. And she's in her, by the way, she's in her 30s, and we've talked a lot about this, what's going on. And this is really interesting because this is kind of a critical part of the case. When the actual plaintiff, Johnny, gets up there, or the defendant, Amber, who, by the way, is a cross-complainant, right?
That's right.
For $100 million, gets up there, they get to go through and say what they wanted. Now, let me tell you, when Amber Heard first gets up there, I'm reading my notes. I wrote a lot of notes on this. And let me tell you, the first thing I said for the first, I'm going to say, half hour, maybe 45 minutes or so, I said, Amber's coming across very well. And then I start saying, uh-oh, she's not coming across quite as well. And then I say, then I go in, and this is what started it for me, that got her going a little bit south. I'm not saying she's right or wrong. I'm just telling you the way it, I'm just trying to figure out the way it looks. And we're going to talk about a little place that you can rent in Southern California in the desert called Hicksville. And go look up Hicksville, those of you guys who are listening on radio while we go to our break, Hicksville. And this is what you rent these places. It's really interesting. Trailers. It's like you're in a little camping site. So we'll be back and we'll talk about Hicksville.
Stay tuned as more discussion comes your way on Radio Law Talk on your local radio station and always on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back.
RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A-plus BVB accredited healthwarehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. Healthwarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free delivery with one free call right now.
Call 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. That's 800-734-1229.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First Lady Jill Biden is traveling through Romania and Slovakia this weekend, two countries bordering Ukraine that have taken in hundreds of thousands of refugees. Saturday, the First Lady received a briefing from humanitarian workers. She also thanks the people of Romania for their kindness.
The Romanian people are amazing. To welcome all these refugees into their homes and offer them food and clothing and shelter and give them their hearts. And it's, I think the world knows that. And so
expect to pay more at the pump this weekend. AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of regular gas is $4.27 a gallon. That's up 3 cents from Thursday. The average last year at this time was $2.94 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Boys are weird. Are you serious?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick
Penny. So Hicksville is a like an RV park that you can rent these little, like a little camping area. It's fenced off. It's got two or three little trailers there. It's got a little pool and a little
like
fire
a pool house.
Yeah.
It looks like too. And
it's kind of cool little place. Yeah. And it's private. And Johnny Depp rents that. And Amber Heard and her friends go there. And she's testifying that as he goes there, she testifies a lot of things that he's that's one of their. One of the first assaults was there. She starts talking about, and by the way, this was all before they're married, right? This is all pre-marriage. And, but he talks about assaulting another lady that was her friend. And I'm wondering, and then he breaks the trailers all apart, and apparently he, quote, talked to the manager, and the manager said, oh, it's all okay. But are these people going to give testimony? Is this gal that she talks about having been a physically abused by Johnny going to testify? I would hope she would, and if she's not, it's going to make Amber Heard look bad. Okay, if that's the case, where's this lady to show up and say, yes, Johnny threatened me and, you know, grabbed her, you know, hand and somehow slammed it down or did something like that to that effect? Is she going to be testifying?
And it's tough because if she's not going to be testifying, right? If Amber
or manager,
if Amber witnessed the abuse of the alleged abuse of this individual, well, clearly that evidence can come in. It's not hearsay. It's not she told me that he abused her, but I didn't see it. It's something that she witnessed. But if that person doesn't come in to testify, Amber cannot say, and nobody can say, well, she won't come in to testify because she's afraid of the media circus and the social media and the backlash. No, no. Because that's all hearsay. I can't think of any exception to the hearsay rule that would allow the reasons for refusing to testify to come in, or even that it was a refusal to testify at all. And if I'm a juror and somebody is saying, he did this to somebody else, I think I have a legitimate question. And where is that person? Why aren't they here?
Right. So she then goes in and starts testifying about the fact that Johnny Depp controlled her to the point where she couldn't or was having difficulty getting parts or wouldn't take parts that showed too much skin, or that basically he was thwarting her career and allowing her to not get these parts. Now, I thought it was kind of the opposite. Did he help her career or not? But basically she said she'd have to bargain with him to get money or get parts, and she needed to get. I'm just telling, these are general things. If I'm missing details, obviously I'm just telling general. And if I'm off just a touch, it's generally what she's saying. She goes ahead and says that she's here to support her family. And that's why she does this, because she sends money to her parents and her sister and helps support them. And so she goes into how Johnny controlled her to such disdain or to such degree that she felt bad about trying to get parts in movies and stuff like that.
At which point, if on cross-examination, which movie, which part did you audition for? Who got it? I mean, she comes in and says, I was auditioning for the role of Black Widow in the Marvel movie. Yeah, ain't no chance you're getting that over my girl, Scarlett Johansson. And why even bring that up? You're not going to get that part. I want to know which part she was wanted to audition for that she did not get. It's an easy claim to throw out there. But chapter and verse, come on. Who?
I'd also like to know if, in fact, she still has to audition. Because a lot of roles like that, if when you reach a certain level and you're a commodity in Hollywood, isn't it true they just call you up and say, hey, I think you got this gig if you want it, more or less. Doesn't that happen?
With
people with really big star power.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I'm not sure
she's there at that level.
So, two things. People with really big star power, or people who are willing to sign on as an executive producer to pony up cash. Now, if her argument is, he wouldn't let me audition, and oh, by the way, the only reason I was going to be considered for the role is if my spouse was going to pony up cash to be an executive producer. Well, that's a different story altogether, which might speak to that point. But before we even get there, I want to know which part it was that you auditioned for that you didn't get it. Because it's going to be hard for her to answer that if she starts throwing that out there. And there are people in the industry that can either verify or... It would be really bad for her if there were people that could verify that is not the case.
Yeah, she wasn't up for that part.
She was never up for that role.
Wow.
I mean, it's an easy accusation to make.
Right. That's what
yeah, it is, but the damages are so speculative. So if she's trying to use that as part of her claim against Johnny, that he kept her from getting roles and tried to keep her, you know, out of getting these roles and stuff, that's not going to go very far because there's no damages.
Yeah, I think she's showing more that his personality that he's controlling, and therefore that's why I was abused, et cetera, et cetera.
And it seems like I guess you call it a tit-for-tat type thing, because Johnny Depp is saying that the allegations as a result of the op-ed, let's not forget, this whole thing is based on an op-ed that Amber Heard
wrote,
that those allegations cost him roles. Now, he can prove that. It was...
Especially pirates.
It was high publicity, big news, that not only did he not get on for another Pirates of the Caribbean film, but he also lost his gig in the J.K. Rowling Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, the animal, yeah, right.
And the, you know, and the DAs that hire them.
But they're going to argue that has to do with the son, not this one.
But they're going to argue that has to do. But he can show that, I lost a role. I was up for it. Not only was I up for it, I was cast in it. I was in the previous one, and I got dumped. Now, if Amber Heard could come back and say, because of all this, I lost my Aquaman role in Aquaman 2, that'd be a different claim.
Right.
But, you know, which ones did you not get? Because I can look at your IMDb page and see a ton of things you have been in during this same time you said you were prevented from auditioning.
And how many producers are going to like it that every time they give Amber Heard or Johnny Depp a role, they may be called in to testify in court? Doesn't
right.
that kind of have
or
a tendency?
Or their agents.
Yeah,
or
wouldn't
whoever.
That chill their career a little bit?
Or they'll have a, you know, 4 or 5 million people petition to have him be fired.
Right.
Yeah.
Or,
right? I mean, honestly.
Or you want to get in the middle of this, right? Now, here's the next thing. So before we get to day two, Amber Heard testimony, she's going on and on. What's happening is Johnny Depp's lawyer is objecting a lot, quite a bit. And the issue is two things I learned early on from a very good prosecutor and a guy that's a judge that taught me what lawyers forget is the second step. Step one, you ask yourself, is it objectionable? If he answers yes, your next question you ask yourself is what, Todd or Denise?
It's can I and should I?
Should I? Or does it matter?
Exactly.
And most of the time she's objecting to hearsay, lacks foundation, and that's Johnny Depp's testimony, and it looks like they're thwarting the whole process. And the judge says, okay. And then all she does, that is Amber Heard's lawyer, she sets the foundation, and it goes forward. So that, I think, was very looks obstructive, right?
Objection.
From Johnny Depp's side. And so, really, I would say most of those things that were objected to, let them go. Yes, it's leading. You're right. So what? Right? So what?
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons why you might want to object. One is if the attorney and the witness are on this roll back and forth, and you might throw in an objection just as a speed bump, just to break it up a little bit. Okay?
No, that's true.
That's one. And again, it's tactful. You know, can I? Yes. Should I? Yes. Not for the substance of the objection, but just to break it up. That's one.
Good talk.
Another reason why you wouldn't object, or why you would, I would object to a question if I honestly thought there was no way the other side could overcome the objection, and it's a critical point. Let's say it has to do with getting a document in or the introduction of a certain piece of evidence, and your objection is foundation, and you know they can't overcome it. Then that doesn't come in.
But the vast majority of them were overruled.
Absolutely.
Just so you know, the vast and the ones
yeah,
that,
and then when he was asking leading question of the expert, you can ask leading questions of your expert.
Right.
And the objections were just, why?
Well, and not only that, and then the times that the judge did sustain them, Amber Heard's lawyer just, okay, laid the foundation and went another way, and it went in, it got in anyway,
yes.
Right? So we're going to talk about day two of Amber Heard's testimony, and we're going to finish it up hour two, then we're going to jump into a bunch of other things, Musk being sued, Supreme Court, whether or not this is the first time a little sneak peek came out. We'll be back.
Maybe you can tell us what a leading question is. That's good. Coming up on Radio Law Talk right here. Don't go away. Stay tuned.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You're a whiner. That is Armadillo.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
So we're going to blow through this as fast as we can because we want to get through this Amber Heard. Now they go onto the plane. And Johnny and Amber Heard testifies that Johnny kicks her and knocks her down and actually assaults the flight attendant also. And they and Amber testifies that she broke down finally and took some drugs with Johnny, even though she said because it was a controlled area, right? And actually she testified that the stewardess also took some drugs with him, but Johnny assaulted this person, and I wonder if this person is going to come testify.
Yeah, and so my first thought is, you know, Brad Pitt got into an altercation with one of his children on a flight, and then that immediately led to investigations by the authorities. I mean,
by the FBI,
and that have where and that gets reported not by Angelina Jolie, that gets reported by the personnel on the plane. Where's the report on this one for anything that happened on the plane? Where's this flight attendant that was assaulted? Are they going
to
testify?
Well, you guys, we have to wait and see.
Yeah, let's see if they
keep
do.
An open
You're
mind.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm saying I agree. I'm just saying what she's saying now. I'm thinking I hope these people are going to show up and testify because I think as defense lawyer for Amber, I'm thinking I better have this backed up somehow.
Yeah. Well, I think what happens is there is a audio recording of Johnny Depp where they purport that he is admitting to what happened on the airplane. So if he does that, then they don't necessarily need the cooperating witnesses.
So question, Fred, with all of these folks that Amber Heard is referencing, that you know her
manager or whatever that may have also been assaulted. The flight attendant may have also been assaulted.
Manager, it was a friend. I think it was
the friend, yeah, yes. Yeah, friend. Now, if those people are going to testify at the trial, does that have to be disclosed in terms of a witness list prior to trial, or can Amber Heard's team call people unannounced to sandbag Johnny Depp?
The answer is yes and no.
Yes.
Go ahead, Denise. You answer that.
Well, no, this is my limited experience, but my experience is that normally you have to provide your witnesses.
Right.
However, you can have rebuttal witnesses that are not disclosed.
Exactly right. It's rebuttal only. It's exactly right.
But it's for rebuttal, and if Amber Heard, because remember, she is cross-complaining against Johnny Depp. So this is her case. So if she is making these statements in her case in chief, because it's hers now, who would be putting on the rebuttal evidence?
No, if Johnny gets on the stand on her case and denies it, then she could utilize that person as a rebuttal witness.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that it just depends. So, yeah, it depends. You know, that's how we do it. So anyway, but I'm reading my notes and I'm saying, you know what? And I'm not saying she's right or wrong. Again, we don't know what's going to happen here. By the way, I always get in to say it's going to be difficult for Johnny to win. Let's step out of all this melee that's going on, these vaults of bombs back and forth. It's still a tough road to hoe to have a liable suit and win that suit for Johnny. That's going to be difficult. We can talk about that later. But
yeah, this is one of the things about defamation. He's a public figure.
Yes.
Doesn't she have to, besides just saying it's true, if she can't prove that it's true, then she would have to show actual, or he would have to show, or
malice.
Malice, right?
Right.
And so that's the part of it that I'm not sure has come out.
It's going to be hard. Well, yeah, she's trying to hurt him. Obviously, she's trying to hurt him. I think that's what they're saying. It's so obvious that why do you even bring it up? But you're right. It's got to be clear and convincing evidence that Depp, and he has to show that she acted with malice when she, and at first we got to show that it didn't happen, that it was a lie, and then you got on top of it show that she did it for the purpose of malice on top of that, because he's a public figure, right?
Right.
And so you have to do the same analysis for her cross complaint against him, because remember, her complaint is the complaint against her, Depp's complaint is because of the op-ed in the Washington Post that Amber Heard wrote, where she says, "I have become the face or the representative for domestic abuse," although she never mentioned Johnny Depp by name. Now, Amber Heard's claim of defamation against Johnny Depp springs from a subsequent interview, subsequent to the op-ed, that he gave with GQ magazine, where he, in the interview that was published, claimed that Amber Heard's bruising that she claimed in the pictures that were used in the temporary restraining order, that she lied in her application to get a temporary restraining order, and that the bruises were faked. It was makeup.
It was a hoax.
It was a hoax. And
yes.
So Amber has sued Depp, claiming that, well, those statements were defamatory against me.
But she also sued for loss of income,
right,
because he interfered with her. So she has two things. He interfered with her
yes,
career.
That's why she was testifying to that.
That's right. That's right.
But when it comes,
well, part in part, you're
but
right.
When it comes to the malice element that would need to be shown, she's a public figure too, right?
Correct.
And so that would need to be shown. I would think that the timing of when the articles came out on that specific issue of whether or not there was malice, she may have an easier time of proving it, because it looks more like his statement about her was in retaliation, which would tend to go more towards a ill intent motive and have malice than her statement, which doesn't even name him in the op-ed.
Can you see the notebook with the jurors? You know, each juror gets a pencil and a pen and a notebook. Your Honor, I like my fifth notebook. Do you have an extra fifth? I'm going to my fifth. There's so much information here. So before we, you know, we're going to end this thing at the end of this hour. But I want to say one more thing. The thing that was very interesting is she, and I'm putting quotes here, Johnny, quote, "closed fist punching me repeatedly." and repeatedly pounding me, pounding the back of my head with his fist. Johnny Depp wears rings. Almost always. And I bet you Johnny Depp's going to get up there and testify to that. Or they're going to ask her, isn't it true she wears rings? Where's all this damage to your face or your body?
Her head.
Her head. Wow. And then someone.
And where's the cuts on your feet?
And the
She's
face.
She's walking
and
on
the face.
Glass. She's...
Well, they're going to argue, I didn't go to the doctor because I was an abused victim. But still, the pummeling of her face that she says over and over with his closed fist, if he's got those rings on. Man, she's going to be there's going to be some serious pain or hurt.
And you know, it's different now than it was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, people didn't walk around with phones in their pockets and Instagram selfies and social media and all this kind of stuff. And I guess a question that I could see a juror having is, with all of this abuse that you're testifying to and the number of times, where's the photographic evidence that gives date and time? This happened right now.
Or medical evidence.
Where is any of that? Now, I say that with a caveat. I say that with a caveat. And the caveat is that to the extent anybody is asked, talked about this break, to the extent anybody is saying, well, where is this, insert your belief of what you claim a normal person would do in reaction to this abuse? Where is this item of evidence? I would say this. There are as many ways to react to domestic violence or any sort of abuse, including sexual abuse, as there are victims of domestic violence and sexual abuse. There is no ordinary way. It's specific to each individual.
I have to say this. The pictures that the most dramatic that we've seen are the pictures of Johnny passed out because of drugs or alcohol, and she has a lot of those pictures. What was her plan before those pictures? Why did she take those pictures?
What is that?
That's number one. Hang on.
Go ahead.
And then number two, there was a picture of the couch that she said after this incident with the bottle happened. And there were blood spatters all over this couch. And
wow.
This is in a hotel.
Yeah.
And that to me, they took pictures of this couch.
Right. Why
wouldn't they take pictures of the entire room? Why wouldn't they take pictures of her?
Or the bruise, yes.
Yeah, and exactly. This is, and don't forget, Amber's just started her evidence. We, like Denise said it best, wait, there's more, they're going to have more coming.
Be patient.
So be patient.
Be open-minded, and let's listen.
All right, wait till next hour, hour three. We got a lot more coming up. We got a million other topics other than the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk with Todd Kuhnen, Fred Penny, Denise Dirks, and they'll all be back at 6 minutes after the next hour live. And you can listen live at RadioLawTalk.com or right here on your favorite radio station. And we thank you for doing so. We'll be back.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.